We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's Kids Talking About Cars.
Welcome back to Kids Talking About Cars. I'm your host, Logan, and today we got a cracking show for you. Today we're going to be having a look at what's new in Lamborghini and Ford, the Car Week Porsche 911 GT2 RS, and an interview with one of my dad's friends who owns his own 72 Ford Mustang. Let's get into it. Today for the news, we're going to be starting off with the Lamborghini and then brand new Sian. I don't know. It's Italian. I'm not Italian. I don't know how to read it. But it's a new V12 Roadster. So, I mean, at least it's fast. What? It's revealed last year that it's the most powerful Lamborghini road car ever? What? Okay. More than 800 horsepower. 6.5-litre V12 engine. The Nissan Roadster produces 602 kilowatts of power? Whoa. Sorry if I'm pausing a bit, guys, but it's just incredible. Okay. Sharp-edged convertible coupe to convertible. Okay. But, I mean, for some reason, I'm not too sure, but for some reason, to me, it looks like a Aventador mixed with the Huracan mixed with the Vino. And it's a hybrid, too, so electric motor and normal engine. I've just realised something. The back flips up like it does in the Aventador. Yeah, it does. And, well, a lightweight Roadster. Whoa, lightweight. Lamborghini is good at lightweight. I bet this one's also going to be expensive because, well, they've only made 19. 19! Okay? Less than 20. The previous model, FKP37, were each priced at 3.6 million and they made 63. So no wonder how expensive this one's gonna be. It's better than the Aventador. Wow. I mean, I like the Aventador. I didn't know anything could be better than it. Well, Lamborghini, you've said so. Time to move on to the brand new Ford. A Ford Mustang Raptor. The Rapstang. Now, it's what it looks like to me is a Mustang with a trailer. Mustang F-150 Raptor body with a big trailer. I'm not so sure what engine it has, but I'm hoping it has a V8, like a normal Mustang. The F-150 Rapstang Mark 1. I'm not too sure it looked as good as this. I'm not too sure as fast as this. But I'm not too sure if it's going to be a success or not, because, I mean, Mustangs and Raptors. The Rapstang. I think this car is going to be very successful because some people like pickups, some people like Mustangs. And if you put those two together, the people who like Mustangs are going to start to like pickups, and the people who like pickups are going to start liking Mustangs because they're all in the one car. That's what I like about it. On the F-150, I heard that you need a special license to drive it. It's that big. Well, hopefully I get one of those special licenses and drive this Rapstang. Hopefully. That's it for the news. Let's move on to the car of the week. Now, for the car of the week. Porsche 911 GT2 RS. Now, I like this car because I've sat in one. And I'm not saying it because I'm biased. I'm saying it because it's a good car. Now, let's get onto the stats of the car. This thing has a max power of 456 kilowatts. Kilowatts of power. It's 70 kg less than the original GT2. So kilogram less. Not kg, just in case. It has 612 horsepower. That's a lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's a regular every Tuesday for Porsche. 0 to 100 in 3.5 seconds? That's Lamborghini territory. The top speed is 330 kilometers per hour. And on the Nürburgring, it was 9 seconds faster than the Nissan GTR. And its base model costs $493,000. The inside, it has bucket seats, a digital display like a big iPad, not like the one in Tesla that's in the middle. It's like a big like digital display that has your speedometer, your rev counter, everything. And the seatbelt. It's like a racing seatbelt. Two coming from the top and two coming from the sides and one coming from underneath. So it's like a five-way seatbelt that will keep you safe because these things go really fast. It's pretty much a race car on the road. And it's so loud. Listen to this. This is what it sounded like. This car, the one that I went in, it had a matte finish and a pop-up spoiler. No one wants it just mounted on there like a race car. It popped up like, and when we revved it, it was so loud, I may as well have just gone deaf. But the vibrations were so bad, seriously, my heart was gone shaking all over the place, seriously. At one point, I felt it go up to my brain, legs, stomach. That's pretty sure I also felt it come out of my mouth for a bit. Now, this car, I love it. I love the Porsche GT2 RS. I mean, GT2 RS, perfect car, good price if you're rich, if you're just a kid that can't even drive yet. There's no point in having one if you can't drive it for the next 7 years. Yeah. Hope you enjoyed my opinion on the Porsche. Now for this week's interview, we interviewed one of my dad's friends. We drove half an hour to get to him, but in the end, I got to sit in a 1972 Ford Mustang Fastback. But with the car, when he bought it, it wasn't finished. So he had to finish off repairing the car. But the seats were comfy. Leather. I like leather seats now. And the steering wheel was on the wrong side of the car. And the rear window was also pretty much flat. So it would have been hard to see out of it in the 70s. Don't know how people nailed it when they owned a Mustang back then. Now, here's my interview with Marty, because I interviewed him sitting inside of the Mustang. That's the thing I love about this segment of the show. You could be anywhere when you get it recorded. Okay, today I'm here with Marty. Thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
I got six questions here for you. What was your first car?
First car that I actually had and drove was a 1977 Honda Accord.
Okay, Honda.
Honda, it was cheap at the time.
Okay.
But reliable.
Yeah. I'm just guessing your dream car was a Mustang?
Actually, no. I'd love to have a Ferrari F40.
Ferrari
F40? F40, yeah. That's one of my dream cars. But a bit out of my budget, so I'll stick with the Mustang.
What's your car now?
Well, as you can see, we've got a 72 Mustang. And I've also got a 2010 Falcon GT.
We're sitting in the Mustang right now. What would you rather, Holden or Ford?
Have a guess.
Ford.
Ford, of course.
Petrol or electric?
Definitely petrol. I see electric. I can see the advantages of electric, but I don't think the technology is just there just yet. So it's petrol for me.
Yeah, I like petrol.
It smells better too.
Have you had any points on your license?
Yes, I have. Lots. Mainly for speeding. Yeah, mainly for speeding.
Yeah.
Just a few.
A few times?
A few times.
Okay. I bet you're just zooming all over the place in like one of your Ford or Fords.
Sorry?
Zooming all over the place in your Fords.
Yeah, getting a little bit excited, but nothing too crazy.
So, wait, how many, wait, what, how, what's, how, I should have practiced. how fast have you gone?
This is being recorded, isn't it?
Yeah.
On a street, or a main highway, I think I hit 190.
190?
Yeah. I've been on a racetrack and got over 200.
200? Whoa.
That was done legally.
Okay. Wait, was it all you in this?
No. Okay. No, not in this. I'd be pretty concerned that this, in this car at 200k's now.
Okay.
In case it fell apart.
Okay. Because I thought you did it in this, because then I know this thing could definitely beat the Ford GT40.
Well, it takes a lot to beat the GT40, but they'll be getting close to 300k's an hour.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They're a lot lighter and a lot more powerful than this thing.
And aerodynamic?
And aerodynamic, built for racing.
Yeah. This thing's built for looks and speed.
And it goes better in a straight line than it does around corners.
Make sure you don't put on the handbrake then.
No, well, that's even trickier. That's over here on a foot pedal.
It's a foot handbrake?
Yeah, it is. It's a bit awkward.
Whoa. Yeah. Thank you for joining me today. And my phone has not turned off yet. My phone turned off.
No, it's my pleasure, Logan. Thank you for your time coming out.
Bye.
See ya.
I'd like to say a special thanks to Marty for coming onto the show and letting me sit inside of his Mustang. Now, for the forecast this week, we've got Aston Martin. Now, I didn't mention this in the intro because I maybe wanted this to be like some sort of surprise, because I did.
Just kidding.
Now, they are bringing out the brand new Aston Martin Vantage AMR. This thing looks stunning. You know what I mean? And the price is $179,000. So, Aston, lowered their price range, finally. Now, the looks of this car are stunning. I mean, if I was gonna go to Aston Martin, this would be the car I would get. But I mean, the thing with Aston Martin is they put more money into luxury things like comfort and looks, not that much into speed. Although with the DB11, they did manage to beat the Dodge with that. Now, hope you enjoyed me talking about an Aston that looks stunning. Now time for the more affordable range of car forecast. Volkswagen have released a new family SUV that can fit up to 5 people, called the Volkswagen T-Roc. Volkswagen Golf on stilts, people. Now, I really hope I can get one for my birthday, because it's coming out at around the same time as my birthday, August. That's it for this week's show. Hope you enjoyed it, and a special message to all you kids out there. If you don't like cars already, get into them.
We got every motor from Earth to Mars. It's kids talking about cars.